After 3 days of public testimony and arguments from supporters and opponents of the plan, a majority of the commission voted that Petersburg's borough did meet state standards. Commissioner Larry Simmons of Soldotna said residents of the area had common interests.
Many are here because they enjoy the natural beauty, the relatively sparse population of the area, the fish and game resources, the ability to make a living, even if that living is heavily dependent on subsistence, on a subsistence lifestyle. The economy of the area is driven largely by commercial fishing.
Under the proposal from Petersburg, the city government would dissolve and become a new borough government with taxing authority and responsibility for education and planning services. As originally proposed, the Petersburg borough would cover more than 4,300 square miles of land and water around Mitkoff and Kuprinoff Islands, along with a portion of the mainland and central southeast. Borough supporters argue that the new government would give locals a greater say in development in the area and say the city is already providing services to the region. The borough would incorporate several hundred residents who live outside of Petersburg city limits, including some who live in remote homesteads on Kuprinoff Island and the mainland. Commissioner Lavelle Wilson of Tok was the only opposition vote. He did not think the people of the area had common interests.
I can't see where they have a lot in common. People that live way out there with the people that live in town. The people that live in town are mostly interested in the growth of the city and the well-being and so forth. And people out there can care less, really. They basically want to live their lifestyle. And so I would have to disagree on that.
The decision followed a testimony from the public, neighboring municipalities, native corporations, and tribal governments. Borough opponents outside the city cited a variety of concerns. Some were worried about too little representation and too much government and potential new rules or regulations. Others argued that creation of a borough government would mean no benefits or services for them. Both Juneau to the north and Cake to the west objected to Petersburg's proposed boundaries. Juneau submitted a competing petition for roughly half the territory within Petersburg's proposal. Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello was disappointed, but said he was not surprised by the commission's decision.
Juneau had moved to consolidate the Juneau petition with the Petersburg petition, and at the point that the commission chose to keep them on separate tracks, the fact that Petersburg petition was moving forward on its own, I think made Juneau's battle, I think, even more uphill, because obviously having the hearing in Petersburg and, of course, the numbers of citizens who came out and testified and, I think, made a very strong case for Petersburg.
The LBC voted to amend Petersburg's original proposal and followed recommendations of staffers, excluding Tracy Arm and the Whiting River in the northeast corner of the area proposed for incorporation. Juneau is seeking to annex land as far south as Cape Fanshawe. Botello says the Juneau Assembly will have to look at its options at an upcoming meeting. The LBC vote does not make the Petersburg borough a done deal. It'll still take a vote of a majority of residents in the area to approve the new government. Petersburg City Councilor Don Koenigs had that thought in mind following the commission's decision.
Now we in the community will have an opportunity to continue the discussion, to see if whether or not we really want to form the borough, and who would hopefully, along with that discussion, individuals within the community that might step up to the plate to represent that borough should it be ratified by the voters.
Mail-out voting will be conducted by the State Division of Elections sometime in the fall. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.